The Kaaba. We're now going to look at the history of the Kaaba and talk about some of the significant places in Masjid al-Haram. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humankind, the first human being that was created was Prophet Adam alayhi salam, the richest man ever. Not only had Adam all wealth of Jannah at his disposal, he also had all knowledge, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ أَسْمَاءُ كُلُّهَا, and we taught Adam all the names. But Prophet Adam alayhi salam still felt incomplete, and Allah leaves him in that state until he created Sayyidah Hawa alayhi salam. And it is then that Adam felt complete, because for all four aspects of his life, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, were now at a balance. Shaitan comes in to this scenario as an advisor and asks Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam whether they wish to capture this completeness forever. And when they affirm that factor, he tells them to eat of the tree which they had been advised not to eat of. They had forgotten this advice, but not only that, they had never ever heard anybody lie, so they didn't know what a lie was. And both of them ate of the tree. They realized their error. Remember, this is an error, that's why it's called tarke aula. And their tawbah, their repentance is accepted, but they're sent down to the earth. Remember, having been sent down to the earth wasn't a punishment for Adam alayhi salam, but it was what he was created for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him for the earth. As history goes it, they're beamed down to Jabal al-Rahma in Arafat. But they want to correct their error. In other words, they want to be able to give some sort of atonement for their error. They leave Arafat, and the name Arafat comes from Arafa, which is to recognize. This is the recognition of their error. And they first go to Muzdalifa on their way to Makkah. Muzdalifa actually means a place where you spend the night. From here, they come to Makkah. In short, Jibreel is sent to indicate the position of where the Kaaba should be. And Prophet Adam alayhi salam is to build this Kaaba. Before that, when the boundary is drawn by Jibreel, it is Prophet Adam alayhi salam who does the first tawaf. He does the first tawaf. When he finished, he thinks of Sayyidah Hawa alayhi salam and asks where she is. He goes to the first high place, which is the hill of Safa. He sees her on Marwa. As he walks towards her, Jibreel tells him to stop. He says, Adam, clean yourself up, cut your hair, freshen yourself, cut your nails. And this is the initial concept of taqsir. In any case, the Kaaba is first built by Prophet Adam alayhi salam with the help of Jibreel. This original Kaaba had its boundaries set by a cube of ruby, we are told, that was placed along the boundaries, and where the light fell at night, this indicated the boundaries, which today we know as the boundary of Haram, and we call that entering Haram at this boundary. The initial Kaaba is destroyed in the deluge, in the flood of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and the Hajr al-Aswad, which was the stone on which Prophet Adam used to do sijda in Jannah, is placed by Prophet Nuh alayhi salam in the mountain range of Kohe Abu Qubais. After the deluge, after the flood of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, things have calmed down and we find the most wonderful Prophet, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He, as we know in the Quran, is told to raise the walls of the Kaaba. Remember, the order that is given to him is not build the Kaaba, is to raise the walls. That means to re-raise the walls of the Kaaba. He does that with Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. As he is inspecting this building, he stands on this stone. And it is this stone on which he stands to inspect the building, which we today know as the stone as Maqami Ibrahim. It has the footprints of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. When this Kaaba was being built, the place where the cement, as we might want to call it, was mixed, and this was mixed with the water of Kawthar, the spring in Jannah, is known as Maqami Jibreel, because Jibreel helped mix it up. And you will see just after the door of the Kaaba, there's a skirt all around the Kaaba, but just after the door there's a little tiny platform sort of thing, and this is known as Maqami Jibreel. So the Hajra is buried in Hijra Ismail. Hijra means a skirt. Hijra Ismail, the skirt of Ismail. And he buried her there. She is the only human being who is buried in this vicinity. And whose tawaf we do? Who was she? A black woman slave. And why has she attained such a position? Remember, she had three things against her. First, her gender. Women were always regarded as second place to men. Secondly, she was black, against a color that is looked down upon in worldly terms. And thirdly, she was a slave. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises her to such a position. Why? Well, let's talk about her too. Sayyida Hajra was gifted to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam by his wife Sayyida Sara, whom he loved very much. When Hajra has her son Ismail, Sayyida Sara is very uncomfortable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Ibrahim alayhi salam to take Sayyida Hajra to the valley of Bakka. This is a valley, unpopulated. So he's taking his young son Ismail and Hajra. He comes to the valley of Bakka. As he is leaving them there, with a bag of dates and a bag of water, or can I say a vessel of water, she turns around and she says, Ibrahim, is this the order of my Rabb? When she hears him say yes to this, she says, then go, I will be all right. And he goes back to Sarah. When the water runs out, she climbs to the top of the nearest mountain or hill, which is Safa, to look for water. She sees water, or what she thinks is water, on the other side, and she goes there, which is Marwa. Always keeping an eye on her son, when she loses sight of her son, she runs. And this is where the men run between the two pillars, and they call it Harwala, because when she loses sight, she runs, so she's able to keep him in sight all the time. She does this 7 times. On the 7th time, when she's coming back, as she looks at her son, he is banging his foot on the ground, and suddenly there is a gush of water. In her language, she calls out, Zam Zam, which means, stop, stop, you will drown my child. And this water becomes a gently flowing fountain as such, today known as the spring of Zamzam. This is this amazing woman who is buried in Hijra Ismail. Her yaqeen, her trust in Allah, her striving in Allah was absolutely awesome. Now, going back to the Kaaba. The Kaaba was rebuilt when the Prophet was about 30 years old. There was not enough finance to build it as it was originally built by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, so it was made a little smaller. It was then subsequently destroyed by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf and rebuilt after that back to the style it was built by the Quraysh. There are 4 ruknas, that means 4 corners to the Kaaba. There's Rukna Yamani, which faces Yaman. Rukna Shami, which faces Sham. There is Rukna Iraqi, which faces Iraq. And then finally, the 4th one, in which is embedded the Hajrul Aswad, the black stone. Just near the door of the Kaaba is what we call Multazam. This is Imam Hussain alayhi salam's favorite place. If you get a chance, go there. Persist in asking him with the wasila of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It's an amazing place. The golden pipe that runs at the top and falls near Hijra Ismail is known as Mihzab-e Rahma. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam used to read dua there. If you want to pray for your children or pray for children, then recite your duas over there. In between Rukne Shami and Rukne Yamani, this is the wall that is directly parallel to the wall on which you have the door, is a crack which is known as Mustajar. It is here that Fatima bint Asad, when she came near the Kaaba to pray for the safety of her child when she is pregnant, finds that the walls open up for her and she walks inside to give birth to the only person born in the Kaaba, which is Imam Ali alayhi salam. There are many, many other places in Masjid al-Haram of importance, but suffice to say that there are 70 Anbiya, 70 prophets buried around the Haram, the most prominent of them being Prophet Hud alayhi salam. Try to enter through Babu Salam and try to end or leave through Bab-e Umrah after Tawaf-e Wida, when you do the Mustahab Tawaf of goodbye, giving the Sadaqah of dates. There are 8 recommended acts to be performed in the Haram, in Masjid al-Haram. When I say recommended, they're Mustahab. Remember Allah a great deal. Recite as much Quran as you can. The second one is to complete the full recitation of the Quran. It is said that when you complete a full recitation of the Quran, you will not die without seeing your place in Jannah. The third one is to drink the water of Zamzam. The fourth one is to keep looking at the Kaaba. Just sit and ponder and look at it. The next is to do Tawaf of the Kaaba as much as possible. 10 times if possible, thrice in the first part of the night, thrice at the end of the night, twice after dawn and twice after dhuhr. If you can, 360 tawafs during the stay in Makkah. If not possible, 50, if not 2, and if not possible that, then 1, as many as you can. And remember, when I say tawaf, it means 7 rounds. For the one who is doing visiting for the first time, then it is recommended, obviously, as I mentioned before, to do ghusl before entering. And finally, to recite salah in all the corners of the Kaaba at all the rukns. These are recommended acts. In a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, Al-Hajju wal-Mu'tamiru Wafdullahi in sa'aluhu wa'atahum wa'in da'ahu ajabahum. The one who goes for Hajj and Umrah, the guests of Allah, if they ask him, he gives them. And when they pray to him, he answers them. In another hadith, it says, Salah inside Masjid al-Haram is greater than 100,000 salah performed in any other masjid. And finally, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has said that there are 120 parts of Rahmah around the Kaaba. 60 are for those performing the Tawaf around the Kaaba, 40 for those who do Salah, and 20 are those for just looking at the Kaaba.